Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This is Dr. Dan Diaco, Esquire, and don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe to the Bubba Army YouTube channel.
In the state of Florida. And a week after that, everyone 16 and up will be eligible. Eight on Your Side's Nico Clemens joining us now from the state-run vaccine site near Raymond James Stadium to break it all down for us.
President Biden is pushing for states to make all adults eligible for coronavirus vaccines by May 1st. Florida will beat that date by almost a month. The governor and the state quickly moving to get more and more people vaccinated.
It's awesome.
I don't know how I feel about this.
What?
Because, I mean, I got a doctor right here, so Dan, maybe you can help me wade through this, but that is like, I don't know that I want a vaccination.
Like, you shouldn't have one.
And I don't know, again, my antibodies are not that strong. Each time I get tested, you know, one time I came back negative and one time I came back positive, but the positive was kind of it might have been a false positive. Because when they checked my titers level, I think that's what it is.
What the hell is a titer?
Positive for antibodies.
Positive for antibodies.
Titers are the concentrations of the antibodies.
Right. They did a titers level on me in order to maybe potentially take my plasma, and they're like, it wasn't strong enough.
At no time did you ever test positive for COVID?
No. I've always tested negative, but I've one of those tests showed me testing positive for the antibodies. So I went and got a test on that. And it said that I had just very low amounts, like not enough for them to use my plasma. So more often than not, I'm just negative COVID. That's the one thing that's been in constant, is I'm a negative COVID.
You should get another antibody test and find out if you still have antibodies. If you have any kind of detectable antibodies, if it was a false positive test. Because if you have two positive tests that showed you had antibodies, then you should not get the vaccine. The biggest mistake think that we're doing as a public health policy is trying to encourage people that have had COVID to get vaccinated. It's bad medicine.
I think we're encouraging everybody to get vaccinated.
Yes, it's stupid because the people that have had COVID to get vaccinated have at least three time higher complication rate. And there's no reason. The whole purpose behind the vaccine is to get antibodies.
But when they're telling you to go get it, it's stupid. But when they're telling everybody to get vaccinated, you don't hear any of them saying, if you've already had it, don't get the shot.
And that's
a
mistake.
They're not saying that.
That's a mistake.
They're saying everybody needs to get it regardless if you've gone through it or not.
Why does it cause complications?
Because you already have it and you already have that immune response ready to go. And so you have an over response because you've already had the antibodies.
So
you've already had the vaccine. That's the whole point of it. You have the antibodies from getting the virus, and the vaccine is trying to give you antibodies. It's redundant. You don't need to do it.
So technically, shouldn't they, because I know people that have gotten vaccinated and they give you a vaccination card.
Right. That's the whole point. They want this little vaccination BS passport card.
I understand. So what I'm saying is, theoretically, in the perfect world, in order to be fair to everybody, they should also have to give you a card if you've gotten through it and you are now negative.
And have antibodies.
Or if you've tested negative.
I think the same value card, you know, talk about like second rate citizens. And I said this was going to happen in March. Remember, I said this, we're going to have the who's and the who's who aren'ts and the haves and the have nots. You should, the vaccine card should be equal in value to an antibody card. If you have antibodies from an antibody test, you should be exempt from the vaccine.
But they're not making it that way.
That's stupid. First of all, they'd be able to spread the vaccine out better. Secondly, they'd be protecting all those people that have had it that shouldn't get those unnecessary and really it's wrong complications because they've had it and now they're going.
Is that why they're telling people who have had COVID to wait 3 months before they get the vaccine? Because of the reasons you just said?
Yes, and they're not making people wait 3 months.
Again, it's just a big boogeyman
deal. It's
stupid.
And there is a cure for COVID. Who said there was? Fab Third, suck it. There is a cure. There's several cures for COVID. Ivermectin works. Remdesivir works. Hydroxychloroquine works. There's all kinds of treatments for COVID. And it's criminal that we haven't been rolling them out earlier and more aggressively.
This is what you said 1 year ago. March 19th.
Yeah.
Hold on.
I treated 40. There was a study yesterday published that showed 40 out of 40 recovered in France, I believe it was, giving them something called Plaquenil. It's a commonly used medication that's all over America.
So they're having some success?
They're having success with a lot of different drugs. They're using that. They're using... they're using that HIV drug. So there's a lot of ways of treating this, and they're trying to figure out the easiest, most effective, and fastest way. But they've got three or four different cocktails that seem to be effective.
That was a year ago. That was a year ago, and...
they fought it the whole time. They've been fighting it this whole time. They still fight it. They still fight if you try to treat it early. It's amazing.
I think in this Corona deal, it's about 50% overhype.
No, it's
this
like
is from a year ago.
300% overhype.
Like, yeah. I don't know, man. I've never seen the perfect storm of overhypeness. And so now, guys, now fast forward a year, and we have a vaccination. They want everybody to get vaccinated, even if you've not had, like, so in the perfect world, Dan, let's say that I got a false positive on the antibody, okay?
Right.
I've still never had a positive, I have Corona 19, and I've never been sick. So one would at least assume that I've never gotten it, correct?
If you have no antibodies and you never got it, that was
right.
A false positive.
Then I've never gotten, I'm negative.
Which would make sense, because I've never got it.
Okay, so at that point, we could potentially not be able to travel, not be able to fly, not be able to do things when they now are going to make people either get vaccinated or prove that you have been vaccinated. And here we are, we've not been vaccinated, but we've never gotten it. And we don't want to get vaccinated. If my body has fought it off so far and I've been able to not get it this long, don't you think that maybe, perhaps, I got some pretty good, you know, resilient type genes going on in me?
You got gorilla T-cell immunity.
Industrial
and there's
strength.
Probably a lot of people like me. Dan, you're
I
like
have it.
You are just like
yep.
a blitz. You are.
Yep.
Blitz, you don't have it, and you've not been vaccinated, correct?
Correct.
All right.
I didn't get swine flu. I never get the flu. I'm one of those guys that just doesn't get sick because I got really good T-cells. And I've been taking hydroxy and zinc.
Lummy, yes, you are, you've never gotten it. Have you never gotten sick?
Nope.
But you've never gotten the vaccination, have you?
No.
Anna, you've not been vaccinated.
Nope.
Nobody's been vaccinated, and none of us have gotten it.
We were the epitome of social protection.
Now, in fact, I don't know of anybody. Tom, somebody at Regina Hunter's office got it. Remember Babyface
yeah,
said that?
Yeah,
okay.
Got it. It's funny because, Bubba, we got our asses out of bed and braved the scary world in March and April and went to work every freaking day when everyone else was hiding like a little
bitch
and no one here got it.
So, but hold on. Okay, so if I look at just the various businesses that I know, okay, let me just go through. My sister's business, everybody over there got it. Jay, I think you guys had an employee that got it. Did you not, Dan?
We had a couple that kind of maybe had it, and we kept them out of the office.
Right. Tom Bean had an employee that had it. Regina Hunter had somebody in her office staff get it. Everybody I pretty much know.
No one in my office got it.
But so
zero.
Everybody I pretty much know have had somebody that has gotten it, and I don't know that any of us have gotten it. In fact, radio stations, there's been radio hosts that have gotten it, and they've had to, like, you know, remote it. In fact, I think most radio shows are still locally, not in studio.
Or
am
half
I right?
And half, yeah.
Or they have configured their studio with these little sneeze trays, and like they're at a salad bar. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's absolutely ridiculous. So what happens, Dan, when, you know, fast forward 3, 4, 5, you know, fast forward towards the end of this year, and they're going to say, okay, you want to go to the Bucs game? I guess the NFL's already said that they're not going to redo that for their state. So let's not use the Bucs game.
Do we really know that? I mean.
But we don't know. What we don't know is about travel. That's the
But we also don't know about each governor's state because, you know, in North Carolina, the governor may say, you know what, we'll do football stadiums, but you have to have a vaccine.
Forget about it's that. Going to be governor some dependent. Employers are requiring it for their employees.
Mm-hmm.
So let me fast forward it to this channel.
Quickly moving to get more and more people vaccinated. Debbie Kring is like many Floridians, patiently waiting to get a COVID-19 vaccine. She's in her 40s. She and her husband are both registered. And
what happened to all the old school reporters that Channel 8 used to have? They just fire all the guys and they spring these kids in?
Yep.
Eddie. I'm more nervous to get COVID-19 and suffer a horrendous death alone. I mean, I have children to live for.
Debbie, I hate to break it to you, but you look like a pretty resilient, white trash, healthy girl. And I don't think you're going to get it. And I think if you did get it, I think you'd be able to get sled right on through it, Debbie.
Right, she'll be all right.
But the media's got you freaked out, don't they? I got grandkids. You're not going to die. The average person's not going to. This bitch ain't going to die.
Wonderful husband, and I just want to be safe.
But see, Dan, they got everybody all boogeymaned out.
Yep.
You could lose your husband.
She's so freaked out, she's not wearing a mask.
Anyone 40 and older can get vaccinated.
Hey, Dan, it looks like to me, I've been watching all the shots. It looks like to me like it's about a 22-gauge inch and a half, and they go deep.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like a 31-gauge little Botox Willy.
It depends on the shot. The mRNA vaccine has to go into a muscle, because the muscle cells are the ones that
right.
are expressing
so
the spike proteins.
So everything that I've seen, it looks like a 21 or 22-gauge inch and a half Willy, and they go deep.
So we got a lot of fat to get through in America.
April 5th, anyone 18.
And they don't stick it in fast. They slow plunge you.
Sign up. It's news Kring's entire family has waited for, including their 17-year-old son who desperately wants his shot, too.
Let me show you those shots. Lummy's a good shot giver.
Oh, yeah.
By the amount of cones and the lack of traffic, does it show you what maybe we think about this vaccination deal?
Well, the dog track is there's barely anyone there.
Lowered. He's going to be.
There's no dogs there. I promise you that stopped January 1st. Didn't they make greyhound racing illegal?
Yeah.
In Florida?
Well, that's where they're doing the shots now.
Probably registering himself to get the COVID. Probably driving himself to go get the vaccine.
Also on April 5th, the Florida Department of Health says 16 and 17-year-olds can start getting the vaccine.
I don't know if I'm going to have my son's 18. I don't know if I want Tyler to get it.
Why are we vaccinating 16 and 17-year-olds? It makes no sense.
I mean, they're out and about.
They're saying that we have
First of all, we've never tested them. We've never tested them. The vaccine on 17 and 18-year-olds, first of all. So
now it's rolling out pretty
quickly. They're primary test subjects now.
Because, Dan, can I
tell
you why?
We're forcing an unproven vaccine that's in trials. This is still trials. And we're making a trial vaccine, experimental therapy, mandatory.
Because, you know
why,
Dan?
Listen to ourselves.
You know why? Do you know why we're making 16 and 17-year-olds get it?
Why?
Because they have to be able to sell a certain amount of vaccines to the government.
No.
They're keeping
already been sold.
Hey, hello, United States government, CDC. Yeah, we got, this is Pfizer, and we got 40 million of these things. We need to get rid of them. You need to make, we need to open up the window for 16 and 17-year-olds, and then after we make more tomorrow, we need you to open up to infants.
Before we start
getting... Any baby that's born, it's going to be part of your immunization shots.
Oh, right up there with your hepatitis B and
your
COVID
polio.
Vaccine, right there at birth. They're going to give you the mRNA vaccine at birth. Watch that. It's going to happen.
That's what I just said.
Guarantee it.
That's
what I
said first.
100%.
I said it before you did.
I agree with you 100%. I'm just agreeing, Bubba.
They're going to keep winding it on down so that they're not even going to let your kid go to school.
Mm-mm.
Just like now, you can't send your kid to school if it doesn't have its shots, right?
Right.
They're going to put this in the list of the shots.
Oh, yeah. The colleges are doing it. Rutgers did it.
I mean, more people are afraid of this than they are polio, right?
Yeah, no one even knows what polio is anymore.
No.
They have no idea what polio is.
Last person to get polio was FDR.
Pfizer vaccine. Their parent or guardian permission. Governor Ron DeSantis says Florida's senior first vaccine strategy is paying off. More than 3 million seniors have already received the shots, which is why they're expanding eligibility.
Kring, you know, before they give it to our young people.
When we go get our shots, can I say, hey, this is my doctor. I want him to give me my shot. Right?
Yeah, they may let me. I'd love to give you a shot.
How quickly the state is moving.
I think for
you
the
want me
people
to stick it
who
in
want
slow
the...
or stick it in fast.
You know what I want. I want a fast tick, buddy.
Fast
vaccine,
indeed.
It's a wonderful thing.
The state ready to take the next step
and get more people protected against COVID-19.
I
just want to be the guy that made the stickers. I got vaccinated. You know, that print shop made a lot of money.
Yeah.
I mean, they had to order 10 million of them.
Why do they give some vaccines in your butt and some in your arm?
Yeah, Dan.
It doesn't matter.
Dan, can I tell them I want it in my ass? I mean, shot-wise?
Well, it has to get to the muscle.
Well, oh.
And so the muscle's a little deeper in the butt.
It depends
on where they test it, because the chemicals that are released at a different speed coming out of your arm or coming out of your butt muscle.
Mm.
It's a different rate.
Mm.
And once they choose it, that's how they do it. Once they test it that way, then they just tell everyone to do it that way.
Mm. Oh, because they don't have the ability. They said, okay, we didn't do any ass trials. We just did arm trials.
So we're
right?
doing arm trials, right.
So, you know.
I don't think they want 5 million people a day pulling their pants down.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know.
Especially when you have to give it to kids.
Right.
It gets weird.
But instead of us giving it to 16 and 17-year-olds, why don't we give it to these countries with old people like Europe?
Why don't we not worry about these countries and worry about us?
Because it's inconsequential to most 18-year-olds. If we're trying to figure out how to get the world back into normalcy, then it would be giving it to some of the countries in the European Union that
like Italy.
That's sucking D for beer money right now.
So what's going to happen, Dan, when we continue not to get it, we don't get vaccinated, we fast forward to October, and we don't want it, we still haven't gotten
then
it.
Then you and I can't go to a Bucks game, we can't go to a movie, we can't go to college,
So at that point, do we get it, and... eventually you're going to have to succumb and get it, right? I mean, I actually foresee that eventually we all are going to have to get it. Even though none of us really want it, we felt we fought it this long, I think eventually we're all going to have to get it if we're going to want to go do certain things.
We're just going to be inconvenienced if we don't, so.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
It's like you're going to be one of those guys that not have it.
I think that I do believe, Bubba, that life will be restricted if you don't have that passport, the vaccine passport they keep talking about. I think it's going to restrict your ability to go to certain events and the ability to travel. I absolutely think that.
Johnson & Johnson one that doesn't, right. It's not DNA.
Can you make requests?
Right. Yes, you can find out where that one is. And the other thing is, Bubba, you want that vaccine before you catch corona. So if you're going to be forced to get a vaccine, get it before you catch it.
And so what I'm saying now is, do you agree that you would get the one that's not the DNA altering one?
The mRNA vaccine? Yes, I would avoid the mRNA vaccine.
So the one.
Unless I was 80 and it didn't matter.
Right.
But if I was like 35 and
what if you were 55 like you are? Me too.
J&J.
Johnson & Johnson?
Yeah.
Is that out yet?
And that's you just have to get one of those.
Now, Dan, as a doctor, could you order?
No.
You can't.
I don't think I can.
Can you?
I'd have to become a vaccination point.
Hey, let's make the BRN a vaccination. No, it's not.
No, thank you.
There's no money in it.
Yeah, they're paying the doctors to give it. They're there's money in it, Bubba. You think there's not money in it? There's money in all of it.
Oh, well, let's set up a tent right outside the door here, and let's see if the government will.
Yes, DCAP's coming back.
Yeah.
Decap to run the vaccination.
Oh, yeah, I heard you guys are in contact.
But I'm just saying, I don't know, and all the vaccinations, at 50, if you're 50 and older right now, you can go anywhere and get it. I think you can go to Publix.
Yep.
I think you can go to Walgreens. I think you literally, and there's no line wait.
Nope.
You show them your ID, how old you are. They blast you an arm with this, and then they give you some paperwork to fill out, and they send you this vaccination card. I think that's the way it works. I could literally get one today. But where can I get a Johnson & Johnson one? I mean, do you have to research as to which one?
Yeah, and I think the ones that are in the CVS's and Walgreens tend to be the Johnson & Johnson ones.
No, really? For real?
Yeah, I think the easier ones to get to. So that's what I was going to probably do.
Would you research where the Johnson & Johnson one is and we go together and make a videotape of it?
Sure.
And then I can raise a big stink.
I heard Derby Lane had J&J too.
They do have it.
Who has J&J?
Derby Lane.
And Greyhound Track does on Waters.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So
you play a little poker and...
Some places have been giving out, they'll do, the Pfizer one earlier and, the J&J one, the last 2 hours or something like that.
I want the J&J one. I'll go get the J&J one.
I thought you didn't want to get the vaccine at all.
Dan says you might as well.
5 minutes makes a big difference.
Dan says that if you're gonna vaccinate, you should vaccinate before. I've not gotten it. So, right?
Yep.
You've not gotten what?
You don't think you've gotten the virus?
No, I've not gotten the virus.
Because you think that antibody test was a false positive.
I do.
Because and you only had one. What we should do, Baba, is get you another antibody test.
I'd rather just go get the vaccination as long as it was a J&J.
Because you can make a YouTube video out of it.
Debt. You got to go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it. Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. And don't forget insane inflation. That keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with debt is your lifeline. Done with debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought was possible. Done with debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce your bills. They know how to get interest rates cut. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get the debt out of your life permanently, without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. So here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Again, donewithdebt.com.